Hello and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers Podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dead Cookies.
Uxter.
Matt Man.
Alright, before we get started, we just want to make a quick shout out to someone who recently messaged us on the Anchor app.
We have a fan other than Matt Man!
What? Greener Thoughts, thank you so much for the message. We don't plan on changing the logo or anything else, so thank you.
And Nerds Unite.
Yeah. Nerds Unite.
All right, back to our
back to the regular podcast. All right.
Schedule program.
So first of all, apparently...
We have a schedule?
No.
I didn't think so.
Michael Rooker is going to co-star in the Amazon pilot for The Dark Tower.
Yeah, Amazon's redoing... They're doing their own take on The Dark Tower series.
I hope they do it right. Ever since that movie, I've been kind of pissed off about that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, something else too. Stephen King is wanting to get a redo of Under the Dome.
Uh-huh. Great.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Fuck it. Might as well go through and redo all your movies, Stephen King.
I mean, it's already doing it,
right? Yeah. Chapter 2 of It's coming out.
It looks
excited.
Like he's going.
Dude, right?
It looks like Michael Rooker is going to be playing the main villain.
Really?
And it might be Eldred Jonas.
Okay. I'll give it a shot. In the face.
Better than a shot in the mouth.
I wonder if it's going to blare out some N-words in Chapter 2.
Mm-mm, probably not.
Because in the book it she sure did.
Well, and probably in the original too.
But
I barely remember it.
In other news of Marvel actors not being in Marvel movies, Tom Holland's apparently going to be in Uncharted movie, an Uncharted movie adaptation, which will be released December of 2020.
Oh my.
So he's gonna be
he's gonna be a young.
Unless he's not gonna be Nathan Drake. He's going to be a really young Nathan Drake.
He said he was going to be Nathan Drake.
Well, he's...
hell, for all we know, it could be like a prequel kind of thing to...
Well, I mean...
To the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that's not unheard of.
It says the Hollywood Reporter brings word that Uncharted, the movie adaptation of the hit video game franchise starring Tom Holland as Nathan Drake and directed by Dan Trachtenberg, has been given a December 18, 2020 release date by Sony.
What are we going to do? Let him grow some peach fuzz on his face?
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to be like a prequel thing where he's going to be
Spidey.
A very Spidey young fuzz. Nathan Drake. Because, I don't know, I don't see him being... I mean, I guess in one of the Uncharted games, when you start out, you are a teenager version of Nathan Drake. So,
I've never played.
Yeah, I've never played it.
Just Cause. That was more of the Just Cause.
It reminds me, I heard a story that when that first came out, you know, some of the younger kids that were playing it, that was called Just Cuz.
Just Cuz?
Just Cuz.
I think I have called that once in my life. Like the first
I just
one.
Might go re-download Just Cuz.
Hey, I just have Just Cuz 3. He just downloaded Just Cuz. No, you undownloaded Just Cuz.
Yeah, I'm trying to get all the games I actually want to play right away onto my system. But anyways, to move on, because really there's not a lot of news other than the release date for this new game.
Talk about memory on systems. Mr. Fucking Pictures over here. All them Spider-Man pictures.
Okay, hold on. Mr. Never deletes the images from the achievements.
I finally did.
Okay, if we can not take pictures when we get an achievement, that would be
great.
That's
not my fault that I get a whole bunch of achievements on every single game I play, okay?
Okay, alright.
Anyways.
You play those types of game where achievements can be achieved.
Anyways, to move on to something that I feel like we could discuss more openly, which is Justin Bieber apparently wants to fight Tom Cruise. On June 9th, 2019, Justin Bieber tweeted out,
"Just wait, you'll.
I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the Octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you will never live it down. Who is willing to put on the fight? Dana White?" To which Supernatural star Jared Padalecki retweeted out, adding on a totally unrelated note, does anyone have a Tom Cruise mask I can borrow? So let's break this down real quick.
Beavis is trying to be relevant.
No. Justin Bieber.
He's just trying to get somewhere.
$150 nothing wants to go and fight Tom Cruise, who one
it's pretty much has, 5-0. So
has done multiple, where he does
all his own stunts and has martial arts training.
Plus, he's a little crazy.
He jumps on shit.
He's already dumb if he thinks he's gonna beat Tom Cruise. Oh, yeah. That's just no. Like, make all the jokes about Tom Cruise you want. I mean, the dude's still a badass when he goes down right to
he
it.
He has a tooth, dead upper tooth, dead center in his mouth.
Yeah, he's really? He's just got the one. Yeah.
Just one?
Does right in the middle of his mouth.
Right here?
Right where this gap is in your teeth? Yeah. Just one tooth.
Okay.
He's not symmetrical. He doesn't have... Yes, he has an extra tooth right there.
That's... Okay.
He doesn't have the center gap in the top.
But, you know, just make whatever jokes you want about him. He's still a badass at the end of the day.
All I want for Christmas is my gap.
But, to move on, with Jared Padalecki's reply, it's even dumber because we're talking about Justin Bieber, who's probably about right here on height.
And then you got Sam.
Jared Padalecki.
That's Crowley
who's like
called him
6'5", I think.
He's pretty tall.
He can easily hammer fist the shit out of the top of his head.
And then, who also has martial arts training because of his time on his show Supernatural. There's no winning for Justin Bieber. I don't know why he would tweet out this Tom Cruise bullshit. Like,
maybe he got some martial arts training during his shoot for Baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on through his head. No.
Sorry, Bieber, but you're a fucking joke.
He's gonna be singing that when he's getting beaten.
But yeah, I mean, that's just wow.
Wow. I mean, a foot where it doesn't belong.
Can we just wonder who would put on that fight?
Conor McGregor.
Jason.
No, Conor McGregor.
Yeah?
He straight up replied to us saying that he is 100% down to put on this fight.
Tweet.
I think it's mainly because he wants to see Justin Bieber get his ass.
It's like, I'll buy a building, I'll buy an octagon.
Conor McGregor's going to tweet Tom Cruise.
I would definitely
pay. I have your back.
I would definitely pay for that on pay-per-view.
Hell yeah.
I would get cable.
Celebrity death fight! It's finally happening!
Yeah, yes.
Celebrity death match. Yeah! Let's get it on!
Yeah!
Can get torn apart.
I would get cable service just to have the pay-per-view to watch that.
What are you talking about? I'll watch that live.
I'm sure it'll be all over YouTube right after the fight.
Wow. Hold on. I just found an update from 14 hours ago. Uh-oh. Justin Bieber walks back Tom Cruise call out. Admits he'd probably lose fight.
Wow. He finally had common sense.
Going back to what I was talking about Conor McGregor, he said, if Tom Cruise is mad enough to accept this challenge, McGregor Sports and Entertainment will host the bout. Does Cruise have the Sprouts to fight like he does in the movies? Stay tuned to find out.
I like it.
I mean, I think Tom Cruise would have been right on
so
there.
After that, Bieber came out to say, I was just playing, Bieber said in a recent conversation with TMZ. It was just a random tweet. I do that stuff sometimes. I think it would probably whoop my ass in a fight. He's got that dad strength.
Probably not.
Wow.
Also,
Justin Bieber.
Also, Conor McGregor called out Mark Wahlberg. I challenged Mark Wahlberg on the very same card. Back when Mark Wahlberg was Marky Mark, I'd still have slapped the ears off him and took my UFC shares back.
Did Mark ever comment back?
No, I haven't heard anything about it since.
Aww. Maybe we'll still have a celebrity death match.
Yeah, guys, go ahead and check
Marky Mark and the McGregor.
But, yeah, I love how it's like, as soon as it started to get a little bit
when there
somewhere,
was actually,
Justin Bieber was like, no, guys, I was kidding.
When it was getting somewhere, Justin Bieber had to back the fuck out. Of course.
Called his bluff fast. God damn.
I don't know. There's no. Apparently, Mark Wahlberg hasn't made a reply yet, so. Because all the news is about Carnivore calling him out.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's moving interesting. On. Yeah, no, fucking pansy.
Not even.
I'll fight Tom Cruise.
Whoa, hold on. He wasn't going to cash.
Hold on. You're going to actually put on the fight? I'm out.
No. Hold on, guys. I was kidding. It was. What are you talking publicity
about?
Stuff.
It was a tweet. Sorry, it was just a tweet.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
Nothing bad happened from a tweet. All
right, whatever, Beaver. All right, to move on to the nerdy comic book stuff, we've got apparently, somehow, Krypton's Lobo is getting his own spinoff show.
Oh, great.
I still can't stand the design they made him. It looks horrible.
It's accurate than they can get. I mean, they could have probably done better, but...
What I've seen of it, it's a nice figure. They went with the old school-ish Lobo versus the new 52
of Lobo. You know who they could have gotten to do Lobo the Wolf better? It's too bad he's already got a DC role, but Jason Momoa.
Ooh.
I think he would have been a great Lobo the Wolf.
I mean, he's wearing makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't have Lobo and Aquaman meet.
They could still have them meet.
I mean, yeah, it's just going to be one awesome CGI fight.
Cut, makeup.
You captured their stunt doubles.
But, yeah. Apparently,
these were the wrong people!
Ahead of tonight's sophomore return for a Superman prequel show, Krypton... TV Line reports that executive producer Cameron Welsh will script and produce a spinoff revolving around the last Zarnian. Well, last only because he murdered the rest of them. That's right, Lobo is going solo.
All right.
Yeah. Anyways, also in the light of DC news... Apparently, Warner Brothers reportedly plans to shut down DC Universe. Only Titans may survive. We talked about this last week, apparently, and I just completely spaced it.
Goodness.
But, yeah, no.
Well, we talked about Swamp Thing.
Yeah,
the Swamp Thing, but...
Because Swamp Thing got canceled because of...
So Lobo might not even make it out of the gate?
No. Lobo's not on there.
Lobo's
going to
be on Sci-Fi.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But,
No, I mean, because, you know, before they even finished production on the season, they cut their order from 13 episodes down to 10.
Yeah.
So they had to change around their scripts and stuff so they could actually, you know...
The whole reason was because of a lack of funding.
10 and not go 13.
It looks like they're getting
Warner Brothers is kind of, you know, crashing and burning lately with a lot of this stuff. They're canceling a lot of things.
DC, catch them! Not DC. Disney? Disney. Other D one.
Okay. Here's the thing.
If
Brothers is actually going bankrupt here and is going to call for bankruptcy, there's no doubt Disney's going to swoop in and buy him out.
Oh, yeah.
If I remember, I think AT&T is buying Time Warner.
Isn't...
And that's, I think, part of why they were going to be shuttering DC Universe.
Yeah.
Okay.
AT&T streaming
service. But yeah, I don't know.
Alrighty then.
I mean, I wasn't going to subscribe to DC Universe anyways. It's just...
Marvel is preferable?
Because I'm not going to subscribe to Disney Plus either, because it's just a shameless cash grab and, you know, whatever. Disney doesn't make enough money anyways. Hmm.
They can, you know, never have too much money.
Never. Not at all.
They want to rule the world, gentlemen. Rule the world.
What are we going to do, Pete? What are we going to do today, Brain?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
All right, there's some nerd culture again.
All right. If we are going to move on, we'll move on to Marvel finally, which... Starting off with Marvel Entertainment tweeting out, Sinners Beware, hashtag Marvel Comics, with a teaser poster of what seems to be the start of a storyline with Ghost Rider.
Okay.
So that'll be nice. Which only gets us a little bit closer to, I believe it's Hulu is supposed to be doing a Ghost Rider TV series. So that'll be interesting. What? I'm really hoping it's not Robbie Reyes, though. I can't stand the character.
It's supposed to be the same Ghost Rider from S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, damn it!
It's Robbie Reyes.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's
no.
A good Ghost Rider, no, it's not. But it's not a writer. It's a writer, but it's not Ghost Rider.
It's not a good Ghost Rider.
Well, because it's a different.
If you want to have this argument right now, we can. But no,
we will.
Okay, Robbie Reyes sucks. That's all I gotta say.
I mean, what?
Johnny Blaze sucks.
Yeah.
I mean,
Johnny Blaze. To back that up, I don't care one way or another who's the Ghost Rider is.
I don't like any of the storylines going past the original Ghost Rider. Because the whole point of the Ghost Rider is it's supposed to be a curse. You don't pass on the Ghost Rider. Sorry, it's just, no, that's not the whole... you signed your soul away to be the Ghost Rider. There isn't a... No.
Thank God you're not a fan of the Transformers.
Yeah.
Because, ironically enough, Transformers fans fear change.
Yeah.
Never mind, that's the whole fucking point of the fucking franchise. Yeah. Robots that change into other forms. And yet Transformers fans hate change.
Mm-hmm.
They fear it.
Also,
sometimes, though, I think they are right. It's like the new continuity thing that they've got going. Oh, God. This guy, he's, like I said, the writer, he's a novelist. But he's still taking that approach to writing the comic.
Okay, then.
And even with it being bi-weekly, it's still dragging ass. And issue seven just came out. And there's still a whole fuck ton of shit that we don't know.
We don't. Oh, wow. Jeez. Of course we don't know.
You know, and it doesn't help any that... I mean, granted, I took my digital copies and the backups and extracted all the images out and put them all into one file, so it's like a digital graphic novel thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they do read better that way, but the problem is sometimes where one chapter or issue or chapter, whatever you want to call it, ends. It's like there's stuff missing between the end of one issue, one chapter, and the start of the next one.
Interesting.
Like, between issues 2 and 3, there was a character murdered in the first issue.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of obvious who it was going to be because they kept name dropping him the whole time. Oh, you're going to meet so and so. You're going to like him. He's going to teach you about this. I'm on my way to go see so-and-so. I'll travel with you guys. Yeah, so-and-so, he's a pretty good guy. Blah, blah, blah. And they get there, and the new character
that's he's dead.
Being taken there to go meet him. He was newly, freshly created. And, Bumblebee was his mentor. And they every time a new Cybertronian is created, somebody gets picked as a mentor.
Yeah.
And kind of shows them around Cybertron, takes them to different places, shows them around so they can, eventually pick, what they would like to do, what kind of alt mode to have, that kind of thing. And they were going, I can't remember why they were going to go see so-and-so. I don't want to spoil it in case anybody's, thinking about possibly checking it out. Because, it's not bad.
It's just...
It's just long, huh?
It's, like I said, it's the guy... Should have had a co-writer.
Sounds like
better editor. Which sucks because the guy that I think that's supposed to be editing these books, was really good at managing and retconning and fixing a lot of continuity from the last Transformers series that mm-hmm. they had going, or continuity that they had.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so they gave it away. Pretty much, they were telegraphing who it was.
Yeah.
The entire first issue. Last page, we see the corpse.
Yeah.
Second issue, the investigators, everybody, Bumblebee, the new guy, everybody told that knows about it said, hey, keep this hush hush. Don't tell anybody. We don't want, you know, cause a panic or anything like that. And that's how it is all the way through the end of issue two.
Hmm.
Issue three, Megatron is talking about it.
Huh. What a dick.
And he didn't know anything about it to begin with. And, you know, the, because there's no Decepticons yet. There are Autobots and there's other kind of, quote unquote, factions, but there's, you know, like peacetime.
No,
no Decepticons yet. No war going on or anything. Megatron, you know, he's, I think, used to could be a senator on Cybertron.
A senator, huh?
They senator.
Actually, you know,
explain there.
Come out and said, you know,
what?
What's going, you know, what out he there. Used to do or anything. We're and he's there. Talking about it. And Orion Pax, the bot that eventually becomes Optimus Prime, him and some of the other security forces and stuff are watching this transmission of Megatron talking about the murder of so-and-so, blah, 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 blah. When did this become public knowledge? Because
mm-hmm.
Bumblebee and the new character, or no, maybe it was Windblade and the new character. Well, anyway, the new character and one of Bumblebee or Windblade, they're both walking down a crowded-ish street, talking about the murder and everything, and in full, you know, earshot of everybody walking around. So obviously it's been, you know, the information's been released, but it was never indicated in the fucking issue.
Interesting.
And it's just, I mean, I could see it if he was doing this as a prose thing, I could kind of see it working better as an actual novel, but it doesn't translate that well to a comic book media.
Yeah. Well, that sucks.
So, yeah, and this, like I said, so in this case, I think, you know, fearing change is actually kind of a good thing.
Yeah. Speaking of not transitioning well from comic book media, the Avengers game recently got premiered, and the internet has not been very kind to it.
Yeah, because
it's supposed to be somewhat wrapped into the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, they captured their stunt doubles or something?
Yeah, none of them look exactly like, you know,
what they're supposed to.
Some of them don't even look close
that sucks.
To who the characters they're supposed
like,
to
I'd
be.
Like, I'd say the only one that even shares a slight... I'd say the only one that shares... Yeah, Banner's the only one that shares even the slightest bit of resemblance.
Thor maybe looks more historically correct.
But also, Hawkeye has yet been to be seen.
I don't think I've seen him.
But... So that's going to be interesting. Like, we're finally getting an Avengers game, but I guess it's not going to be connected to the... I guess it's not going to be connected to the MCU, probably, based on that. So,
well, unless it takes place before Infinity War, or even before Civil War, actually.
Sure.
Well, it seems to be on its own, kind of, like...
Yeah.
It sounded like it was supposed to be, like... connected to the MCU where it's like it's supposed to look like the actors
but
it's its own storyline, a complete departure from the MCU while still using their faces.
Maybe this is one of the other million possibilities.
Earth 1999-98 because apparently the designation for the MCU is Earth 1999-99.
What?
Okay.
Really? Yeah.
No, the MCU is supposed to be in Earth 616.
Nope. Marvel Comics.
Boom.
Comics is Earth 616.
Just blew my little world away here, buddy. No wonder that Spider-Man's so young.
I found this out because my wife tried telling me that she, before we got together, had read some Captain Marvel comics that had Goose in it. So I'm like, no. No.
Spider-Man Far From Home clip claims MCU is Earth 616.
You know, I have not seen anything resembling that. And in fact, there's no mention of it even in the trailer we saw tonight.
Hold on. Oh, yeah.
An extended clip from Spider-Man Far From Home reveals that the MCU is Earth 616. Marvel's been studying the multiverse for quite some time with a number of references in Thor films, but it's become a lot more explicit of late, with Avengers Endgame using the concept of time travel to create a host of alternate realities. The Spider-Man Far From Home trailer revealed that Mysterio claims to have come from another dimension. According to Nick Fury, the events of Avengers Endgame, including in multiple snaps, the destruction of Infinity Stones, and the whole lot of time travel, have torn a hole in the fabric of the space-time continuum. Mysterio claims to have come from another dimension, and presumably the eternal creatures wreaking havoc across Europe are also from another reality. The jury's out as to whether or not Mysterio is telling the truth, of course. In the comics, the sorcerer pretended to be a superhero on his first appearance, assuming he is, though the multiverse is open to a whole host of new opportunities for the MCU. Okay, that didn't explain why. Oh. An extended clip of Spider-Man 4 from him aired on Ellen, showing Peter Parker's full introduction to Quentin Beck. In it, Beck gives a little more information about the multiverse. He claims that the MCU is Earth 616, and that he originates from Earth 833. Mysterio sounds to be quite used to the idea of jumping between dimensions, claiming that Earth 616 and Earth 833 share identical physical constants. Level 4 symmetry. So...
Interesting. So, since there's a Peter Parker in 616, there's a Peter Parker on the other one.
Fucking loading.
That's a Spider-Man.
But then again, that could also just be wrong, because it is Mysterio telling us that we're in Earth 616.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time they've given information wrong in a Spider-Man movie.
Yeah. That's
true. Or in a Marvel movie.
Marvel! Are we really gonna lie to us?
Are we really going to go back to the 8 years later bullshit they pull in Spider-Man Homecoming?
Yeah, because that wasn't 8 years later.
No. It's literally not possible for it to have been 8 years later. Yeah. Especially since they confirmed that the little kid in Iron Man 2 was Peter Parker. And because the,
You figure that kid was what? 9? 10?
Yeah.
So
9, yeah.
Peter Parker would have been, you know, out of high school
by the time
of Homecoming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the very least, a senior.
Also,
wasn't he a senior in it?
No.
I don't think so.
No,
I think he was like a sophomore or junior. He's supposed to be, what, 15? Yeah.
Yeah.
They, you know, at least, you know, supposedly he's 15.
And also, like, he's met Tony Stark in Civil War.
Because of, you know, those, you know, really old movies he likes to watch. You know, The Empire Strikes Back, Alien.
Like, jerk. Really,
how old is this kid?
All right. It's like, screw you, you little bastard.
Really old movie?
So let's see. Civil War takes place in 2016.
Supposed to.
Oh yeah.
Doctor Strange is supposed to take place 2016, 2017.
Yeah.
Which, but again, that's supposedly.
Supposedly, we can argue all we want on that. And then Avengers was in 2012.
Yeah.
Really?
But then again, they also say Iron Man takes place in 2010, even though it came out in 2008.
And also the whole Iron Man doing the 2008.
Plus, you know, the first appearance of Earth 1999, aka the Marvel Cinematic Universe, was Iron Man
2008. I don't know. It's just, you know. There's too much bullshit in the MCU timeline. Like, for instance, Iron Man was 2008 and was doing.
But you know what? It still makes more sense than DC's timelines. Comic, movie, cartoon, whatever.
Goddamn thing.
Pick a quote unquote reality, and they're still not going to make as much sense as the MCU.
But, anyways, in other Marvelicious news, apparently Keanu Reeves doubles down on wanting to play Wolverine. Which, given his John Wick role, maybe. If there was going to be anybody. If there was going to be anybody that could pull off being the next Wolverine, it might be him.
If I were to give my okay on anybody taking up the mantle after Hugh Jackman, it might be Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
The Neo but you'd prefer himself. Christian Kane.
Yeah, no, I definitely prefer Christian Kane. But
that's just my own. You got a man crush on Christian Kane.
You know what? I'm okay with it. I'm, yeah. But, you know, Keanu Reeves apparently, he always wanted to play Wolverine when he was a kid. And, somebody asked if he would rather play Batman or Wolverine, and he said, of the two, I'd love to play Wolverine. I don't have another role I would rather play, to be candid. So, yeah, he really wants to be Wolverine. You know what?
Let him.
If he's going to be that passionate about it, I'd love to see that. Thank you. I'd be good for it.
Well, speaking of Keanu, the next Bill and Ted movie is also supposed to have their daughters
in
it. Oh, righteous.
Totally tubular.
Yeah, dude.
Radical. Non-heinous.
Yeah, totally non-heinous, man.
We were totally lied to you by our album covers.
Also, in Marvel casting call news... we might be getting teased for Norman Osborn in the MCU. Apparently, the casting call asks for a, where is it? A mysterious and nefarious benefector. who is a Caucasian in their 40s to 60s. So...
I wonder who it could be!
There's a whole list of people that could be, but... a lot of people are assuming it's going to be Norman Reedus with, yeah, I don't know. Norman there's not really actually a whole lot, or Norman Osborn.
I was going to say, like,
are we going to get a Harry? Norman
Osborn?
Probably not. Maybe, but probably not. Although, you know who else I could describe? Dr. Doom. An elderly, mysterious, and nefarious benefactor?
Why would he be happy with elderly?
Okay, well, I'm just using the term lightly.
Well, it would also depend on how old they were going to, you know, if they're going to bring in, if when they bring in the Fantastic Four, how old are they going to have Reed Richards? Because part of Richards and Doom's backstory is they were both in university together.
Back in the same college, yeah.
Also, in Marvel casting news, Elizabeth Hurley has been cast to play the sorceress Morgana Le Fay in season 3 of Runaways on Hulu.
Oh.
But I tried watching Runaways. Mm-hmm. I got through the first episode, and I think I got through part of the second episode, and then I'm just like, I'm done.
I don't think I've even
Give it a shot. I really did, and I'm just like,
Yeah.
Speaking of TV shows, how far have you progressed on Lucifer, sir?
Almost done with season 3.
Awesome. Yeah, you're almost caught up.
We only got a couple days together, so...
But...
We tried to watch it.
Didn't watch like a motherfucker and then act surprised when you watch it together.
He's devil face.
I'm interested in seeing where they go for the final season.
Oh, I'm not ready.
That's going to be
a thing. It's going to be a tear-jerker.
Well, with Kane showing up.
Yeah.
Right, that was interesting. I was like, all right.
Yeah, you didn't know that was Kane?
After
he told
when you. When I saw his old picture with his ring on his arm, I was like, I don't know who the fuck that is. But with it being a tattoo as it is now.
Yeah, it's...
It's not a tattoo, but it's covered up by a tattoo.
Yeah.
But,
He has... Oh, wait.
I know he can't die.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gonna get interesting. Moving on before we spoil anything.
But... Yeah, no, I'm excited to see what they do what happened at the end of season 4. Yeah.
I did like that fucking Lucifer didn't even stop from fucking plunging that goddamn knife into him. He's just like, I know who the fuck you are, stab.
Yeah.
Well, there was that moment whenever Cain was just laying there on the floor and it was just like,
Lucifer just like,
fuck!
Did I just murder a person again?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
He hadn't done that before.
He has never killed a person.
Yeah, that's true. Because he can't. He's an angel.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he can, but it's just, it's not good. He's not supposed to.
Yeah.
But moving on from Lucifer.
I guess Cain is different.
Because he can't die, so.
He's human.
But, moving on from Lucifer, trying to think of what else.
I'm shocked about the other part of that.
Lego is going to put out a new Star Wars game.
Oh, yeah.
The Skywalker saga.
And you get to choose what order you want. And it's going to have
all 9 movies.
And you get to choose.
And you can do them in any order. And you can have random encounters in each movie that you're doing. Except it's going to be random encounters with with villains or whatever that makes sense for the movie you're in. So, if, like, say you're doing Phantom Menace, you're not going to run into the First Order on Coruscant.
Yeah. All right.
So, and I'm like, told the wife about that, and I said, I think I just found us a justification to purchase a new video game console.
Speaking of new games, remakes, or all that, we're going to be getting Destroy All Humans remake.
Oh, rebooted next year.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting.
It's a remake.
They
better not
put it off until the 5 comes out.
Like, it's all new, it's on the all new generated system.
Another thing, too, with the Lego Star Wars.
It's
going to
be still the same,
but it's not a rehash of the first Lego game, Star Wars games.
Okay.
They didn't remaster them or anything and plunk them in. It's entirely all new levels.
Okay.
And shit that's each good. Movie.
Something I got my
little, make it definitely worth playing.
My little nerdy pricklies moving was that I saw something about a Skyrim board game.
Oh.
I was like, oh my.
Really?
Yeah. It's a Dungeons and Dragons game.
I mean, of all the Elder Scrolls games, Skyrim?
Oh, yeah. There's a Fallout board game, too.
Well, no, I mean, that's cool, but Skyrim, that's... Oh, I mean, I don't know about Skyrim.
It's the one everyone played the most.
I guess, yeah.
Anyway.
I can't lie, I played the shit out of Oblivion as well.
So,
We went and saw...
That's where I started my Elder Scrolls.
For our anniversary today, the wife and I went and saw Men in Black International before...
Is that good?
For the podcast.
Yeah?
It is actually quite well.
Please tell me they dropped a couple of Thor references in there.
There is one.
The hammer.
The hammer.
And he throws it just like him. He's like...
There. Knock it off. Sorry, dog's chasing cat.
And
anyways.
Anybody that thinks it's a reboot, it is not a reboot.
It is a spinoff. There is tons of references.
From Men in Black 3... That does appear in the movie, has a fairly important-ish role.
Okay, Will.
And no, it is not Will.
That's where I started in the Elder Scrolls.
Nice. More
there is a reference to the first Men in Black movie in it as well. Plus, actually, there's two characters. One just is mostly a cameo.
Have the consoles crash on you because you leave too many doors open.
Anyway.
So it is... It's a continuation of the Men in Black universe, just doesn't take place primarily in New York.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies, have you seen Godzilla?
No.
Oh my god.
Neither have I.
Go see Godzilla.
No, I wasn't planning on watching it in the first place. I never really cared for it.
I mean, it's worth it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Definitely for
I've heard some reasons. Decent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'll probably maybe get it as a rental copy because the wife kind of wants to see it, but we're not really wanting to pay theater prices for it.
But I love Godzilla. I fucking love
it. I love Godzilla too. But yeah, that's just me.
We'll definitely be getting a rental copy of Shazam.
It still was
great when it comes out.
They even fucking name drop Kong. They name drop fucking Skull Island.
Well, yeah, because it's going to be a
connected
universe.
I saw a trailer for Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw.
It actually looks really good. Like,
yeah, the wife and I are both like,
I haven't actually
seen
it. We
have to see, this will be the first Fast and Furious movie that we've seen in theaters.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's not yours. Especially the opening bit of the trailer where they're arguing over who goes into what door. And The Rock is all, no, that's my door. Or he's like, pick a door. He's like, I want this one. He's like, no, that's my door. And Statham's like, no, don't be childish. Pick a different door. And then he opens the door and he turns clothing and looks at The Rock and says, yeah.
Wrong door.
This is your door.
But
room full of bad guys in there?
Nope.
But anyways, with only 20 minutes left in the podcast, we'll move on to something more within the realm of our own business. With me, Kate Arsenal, getting a solo podcast started here soon. Not any certain date yet. I'll update on the actual Facebook page about it, but I'll be starting my own solo cast, and Mattman might as well.
Yeah, I'm kind of considering it. It's going to be... I've got a name picked out, and a buddy of mine's going to be designing a quote-unquote cover, art for it. So if I do decide to do it, I'll have...
Yeah.
A non-copyrighted image.
Mattman Tea Talk.
Actually, it's going to be called Ramblings of a Mattman.
Yes.
And then,
I don't know exactly what my, topics are going to be, but it's definitely not going to be religious or political.
Whoa. Mine will be all the controversial topics that nobody really wants to talk about.
And Dead Cookies and Unsters over here waiting on YouTube.
Yep.
Wait until we get gaming started.
Oh. We'll see. But, anyways.
Dead Cookie might need some help with that.
All right. I got you, Dead Cookies.
Anyways, with that all being said, we're out of topics.
Yes, and I think we'll still continue to do the virtual leftover.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is going to be the Thursday. This will be the main hub of all the side stuff. That's the whole point. Is like what I want virtual leftovers to become is kind of a business of other businesses. For YouTube terms, it would be an MCN, a multi-channel network, where... you've got
Kate
Arsenal, Mattman,
Monsters, and Dead Cookies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, whenever we actually start making money on this, we could dwell about payments to each of the accounts and all that, yada, 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 and all that. And basically, the MCN would protect us with copyrights and all that. Eventually, once we actually start making it a business.
Start getting more followers and subscribers.
Which, again, thank you, Greener Thoughts, for the message.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you for being a fan.
We'll have to check her out.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounded wrong.
View her podcast.
Yeah.
Listen to her podcast.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, but other than that, I think we've pretty much covered all our topics pretty well. Again, Justin Bieber's a bitch.
Justin Bieber's a bitch. Keanu Reeves is great.
Got it, coach.
DC's failing. Marvel's thriving.
Yeah, but that's all. That's not. That's not.
Transformers sucks at changing. Lego loves it.
I picked up the
Mike Robbie Saw, Reyes blows
the Power Rangers Lightning Collection White Ranger a couple days ago.
Hobbins Shaw's Rock,
really good figure.
It is.
But that being said, I think we're
GameStop is going to have a
Marvel Sunset
exclusive
timing timelines.
It's supposed to be out in October.
Really?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you can pre-order it now on their
They got
website.
The Red Ranger with the Green Ranger's armor.
you did great on excelling it. Okay, we've got it all wrapped up now. You did good on bringing it all together. Okay.
Just trying to waste time.
You good with the praise now?
No.
Okay. Anyways, I think it's time we call it a night, because we're out of topics. At least ones that I can think of. Anybody else got anything they want to say before we call it out?
No.
Asparagus.
Okay, you're not allowed to talk whenever I say that anymore. Asparagus. Falafel.
trying to say there was something else, but I, for the life of me, cannot remember what there was that I thought of, was thinking that we could talk about. But
Dark Phoenix sucks.
Does it?
Oh,
apparently.
You guys, it
that sucks.
Yeah, apparently it did not do well.
Yeah.
It's going to be a PlayStation controller alarm clock.
Oh!
Yep.
Well. Okay.
And then there's the Miller Lite
beer controller.
Can controller.
Which.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking if I were to get that, it would like, be for novelty's sake. Yeah.
Let's see. You know, like useless things nobody actually needs.
You know, can controller.
I'm not a beer drinker. You know, and. Not really much of a gamer, at least until...
Unless he's over here.
Pretty much, yeah. Mm. Or if the wife and I finally decide to go ahead and break down and buy a new gen console. But we're actually thinking of going with PS4.
Go with Switch.
PS4.
Thought about getting her a Switch for... Because she likes the Zelda games, and, you know...
And she'd get lost in fucking Breath of the Wild. Don't expect to talk to your wife for the next couple weeks.
God, fucking disrespectful people on the street just talking when they walk by. God, we're trying to run a podcast.
Just no respect.
No one cares.
Want me to go out there and yell at them? Damn kids, get off our lawn.
Sure.
We put some neon lights out there for you. It says podcast. And
we need to get like a neon sign. Yeah.
Like a sign that says silence.
No, hopefully.
Recording in progress.
There you go.
But anyways.
Here.
Quiet on set. Have like a.
All right, now we're just rambling about random stuff to each other. So yeah, it's definitely time to call it a night. Thank you guys so much for listening. We really do appreciate it for whoever it is, especially Greener Thoughts.
If you
not going to thank you enough because you're actually a fan for once.
And you actually, you know, gave us feedback.
Because also, right after I found that message, our podcast got another listen to. So,
really?
Nice.
Obviously, they actually did listen to our podcast, so that's dope. So thank you again.
How long ago was that? It might have been me.
No, because there was two.
And Greener Thoughts, there wasn't just one, there was two. Any other ideas of what you want to learn about?
Hit us up with another message. We'll talk about it. Throw us another
message, dude. We'll
do that.
Throw it out there for you.
Hell, but can't. Couldn't we add the message into the podcast?
I mean, I might be able to. If I can, you'll hear it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, let us know if you don't want us to share it.
Yeah, I probably should wait until we hear back from you. So yeah, if you are listening this far along, and let us know if you want us to share your message onto our podcast, and we'll probably put it onto...
Next week's?
No, not next week's. I'm... Won't be able to do next week's because coworkers are taking the week off, so I got to cover.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
So next week we will not have a podcast.
There won't be a podcast next Thursday, but the Thursday after that we'll be back going strong.
Yes, sir.
I might have to work that Friday morning.
Wah, wah.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. We do appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
Have a good night.
Later. Have a good night.